Futurist.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It's 64 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. It has been a very busy news day. I feel like I say that every day, but it really has. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines from here in the KPR newsroom. Then, authorities in West Bloomfield, Michigan, say a man rammed a truck into a synagogue today.
He breached the building, drove down the hall, and he was engaged by security.
Well, the subject is dead following an exchange of gunfire. We'll get the latest from Michigan. And then we will be talking about what experts call, quote-unquote, fake diplomacy. Critics are saying diplomacy with Iran may have been a cover for military buildup. Michelle Kellerman tells us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum celebrating Pi Day with clues to find examples of pi throughout the museum. Saturday, March 14th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
No matter what your passion is for KPR, maybe it's for the in-depth news, maybe it's for the beautiful music, maybe it's for the fascinating conversations, whatever your reason, we appreciate you listening. We're asking for your support of this programming. You can become a member right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. We have a wind advisory in effect till 2 a.m. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes...
...are on the streets and wonder when, if ever, they can return to their homes. We'll hear their stories and also reporting from Leila Fadel in Iraq tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you'll hear with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio bringing you up to date on all the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 60 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:30.
This has wiped out about 70% of their gross profit margins in a week.
Croak warns if fuel costs stay high, the strain on small trucking companies could ripple through the broader supply chain. Diesel prices are now averaging just under $5 a gallon at major truck stops nationwide.
That's Windsor Johnson. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers could loosen regulations on state research universities. Under a proposal, the University of Kansas, Wichita State, and Kansas State would have far more autonomy in property and business decisions that affect student life. The Republican House Majority Leader Chris Croft supported the bill in a hearing today. He says public universities would thrive with less red tape.
How do we enable our research universities to operate at the speed of innovation and to drive that speed of innovation?
Opponents of the bill, however, say it could reduce government authority on how publicly funded universities allocate their resources. The change would not affect regional universities like Pittsburgh State University, Forte State University, and Emporia State. A plan to end anonymous reports of child abuse to the Department of Children and Families passed unanimously in the Kansas House last month. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, it faced opposition in the Senate.
The idea behind the plan is to reduce the number of fraudulent child abuse reports made to DCF. Supporters say these fraudulent anonymous reports have weaponized the state. The plan would still allow people to anonymously report child abuse to law enforcement. Supporters argue that a small number of anonymous calls have actually triggered investigations. Senator Joe Clays is against the legislation. He compares the anonymous calls to DCF to anonymous bomb threats.
Often there's not a bomb, more often than not, way more often than not. Probably a number that's pretty close to this, but we still respond to bomb threats.
A state official told lawmakers that 73 children were removed from homes during the past 2 years due to anonymous reports of child abuse. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Farm bankruptcies nationwide are on the rise. There were 315 bankruptcy filings in 2025. That comes amid a harsh farm economy facing multiple years of low row crop prices and high input costs. That's still fewer farm bankruptcy filings than there were in the 2010s. But Joe Mann, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, says bankruptcies are now creeping back up to those high levels.
The commonality between what we're seeing right now and what we saw in the latter half of the last decade is sort of a prolonged period of strain on incomes starting to eat into savings, and that ends up resulting in a financial picture that causes more producers to look into filing for bankruptcy.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that total farm debt will rise to over $600 billion this year. A red flag warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. High grassland fire danger for most of the KPR listening area to the west of Lawrence. It does also include Jefferson County and Jackson County. We have a wind advisory till 2 a.m. for the entire KPR listening area.
It's All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Next time on Prairie Journal, get in the spirit for tonight's game with one fan story of his 40-year love affair with the Jayhawks.
Over the past 5 decades, I've played at Allenfield House, celebrated at Allenfield House, and on rare occasions, mourned at Allenfield House.
Shalon David is the author of 40 Years at the Fog on Prairie Journal, tonight at 7 o'clock on KPR2.
That's right. You can get all prepped for the Big 12 match between KU and TCU. That tips off at 8:30. Of course, at 7 o'clock, you can hear Prairie Journal on KPR2 to get ready for the game.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines coming your way at 5:01. Then, for decades, the U.S. spearheaded global efforts to combat gender-based violence.
The United States was the leader in supporting this work. That obviously changed.
Coming up, how the Trump administration's gutting of foreign aid has hurt shelters for women and children. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
It is 60 degrees in Lawrence. Remember, we do still have a wind advisory in effect till 2 a.m. for the KPR listening area. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News, this is... What happens when robots fight each other? Science fiction has been thinking about that particular cultural fantasy for the better part of a century. And that has inspired one modern-day event promoter. On tomorrow's show, we go to Detroit, home of the Interactive Combat League. If you aren't by your radio, try asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your local station by name.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Amazon Business, offering business buying tools and technology with the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. From the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
We hear of the war in Iran, refugees in Lebanon, and Leila Fadel's latest reporting from Iraq on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
Celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
It is 60 degrees in Lawrence and 61 in Topeka. It's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Thank you so much for tuning into KPR today. Happy to have you with us. Lots to tell you today. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:30. Coming up at just about quarter till. Over the past year, the Trump administration has been conducting mass layoffs at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some employees were told their performance was inadequate.
That floored me, because my performance was rated outstanding, and I even got a raise.
An update on the turmoil at the CDC coming up on KPR. Plus, before that, talk about the possibility of a strong El Nino year and what that could mean for the climate.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
A red flag warning, meaning high grassland fire danger for most of the KPR listening area to the west of Lawrence. A little bit north of Lawrence as well. Jackson and Jefferson counties are included in that. We have a wind advisory till 2 a.m. for the entire KPR listening area, till 4 a.m. for Lynn and Miami counties. It's 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Israeli strikes in Lebanon have now displaced hundreds of thousands of people. Many are sleeping in shelters or on the streets and wonder when, if ever, they can return to their homes. We'll hear their stories and also reporting from Leila Fadel in Iraq on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition from 5 to 9, the latest national, international, and regional news. You'll hear that regional news from Matthew Algio.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have news headlines in less than 1 minute. It is 61 degrees in Topeka, 66 in Abilene. It is 5:30.
And drone attacks. Hundreds of thousands are seeking refuge in more than 400 shelter sites, but the numbers fleeing far outstrip adequate housing, with large numbers of families sleeping on Beirut streets. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Stocks finished broadly lower on Wall Street today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers could soon loosen regulations on state research universities. Under the proposal, the University of Kansas, Wichita State, and Kansas State would have far more autonomy in property and business decisions that affect student life. Republican House Majority Leader Chris Croft supported the bill in a hearing today. He says public universities would thrive with less red tape.
How do we enable our research universities to operate at the speed of innovation and to drive that speed of innovation?
Opponents of the bill say it reduces government authority over how publicly funded universities allocate their resources. That change would not affect regional universities like Pittsburgh State University, Forte State University, and Emporia State. A plan to end anonymous reports of child abuse to the Department of Children and Families passed unanimously in the Kansas House last month. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, it faced some opposition in the Senate.
The idea behind the plan is to reduce the number of fraudulent child abuse reports made to DCF. Supporters say these fraudulent anonymous reports have weaponized the state. The plan would still allow people to anonymously report child abuse to law enforcement. Supporters argue that a small number of anonymous calls have actually triggered investigations. Senator Joe Clays is against the legislation. He compares the anonymous calls to DCF to anonymous bomb threats.
Often there's not a bomb, more often than not, way more often than not. Probably a number that's pretty close to this, but we still respond to bomb threats.
A state official told lawmakers that 73 children were removed from homes during the past 2 years due to anonymous reports of child abuse. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A new statewide effort is helping students in Kansas lead voter registration drives in their own high schools. The Voter Network, a nonpartisan group, found voter registration for the state's high school students jumped by more than a quarter between 2023 and 2024. But that rate is lower during years without a presidential election. Diego Molina Castillon with the nonprofit The Civics Center says a student-led model is more accessible to young people.
They're shy to ask questions to adults. They don't want to appear like they don't know something. So teaching their peers to teach their peers, I think, is the best way.
The Civics Center sends boxes filled with stickers, flyers, and tote bags to help students promote their registration drives. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, high grassland fire danger, a red flag warning till 8 o'clock tonight for most of the KPR listening area to the west of Lawrence. We also have wind advisories throughout the entire KPR listening area. We have it in effect until 2 a.m., the exception Lynn and Miami counties in Kansas, with the wind advisory in effect until 4 a.m. This is KPR.
From NPR News,
Topeka's Andy McKee. World-renowned fingerstyle guitarist and native Topekan Andy McKee is our guest with his LG Desk concert on 105 Live this Saturday, 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then we will meet a Paralympic athlete to learn about her experiences at this year's Games in Italy. We will find out more about the gains made in Gaza with regard to the ceasefire sort of slipping as the president's attention has turned to a war in Iran and Israel has tightened its siege. Those stories and more in the next 30 minutes on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
High grassland fire danger through 8 p.m. for most of the KPR listening area to the west of Lawrence. Just wherever you are in the KPR listening area, it's really low humidity. It's very dry. It's just check with your local authorities about burning. Outside burning right now is a really bad idea. And we have wind advisories in effect throughout the KPR listening area until 2 a.m. We're expecting winds out of the southwest and west, gusting up to 50 miles per hour through the overnight hours. It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's All Things Considered.
And from Easy Cater, a workplace food platform dedicated to making it easy for organizations to order food from a wide variety of restaurants, set up employee meal programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. This is NPR.
We hear of the war in Iran, refugees in Lebanon, and Leila Fadel's latest reporting from Iraq on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. It runs from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.
mott.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the latest on what we know about that shooting at a Michigan synagogue. We will talk about how hard it is to get people all over the world exercising enough. It's not just America that has this problem. It's everybody. Those stories and much more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at one Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, the last night of the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival. Not quite the last night of the Brahms, but still really great. Joanne Folletta is the director of the full orchestra. We'll hear some Mozart and Haydn and Holst and a whole lot more. The last night of Sunflower coming up at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR One. That's followed by an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle, featuring Jeremy Hobson. That wind advisory in effect until 2 a.m. for pretty much the entire KPR listening area. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. The time is 6:20.
And also reporting from Leila Fadel in Iraq, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m., a great way to start off your day with all the latest information from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-thru pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It is 63 degrees in Manhattan and 60 in Emporia. It's 6:30.
Years. The bill now goes to the House, where some Republicans want to make additional changes to the bill.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers might loosen regulations on state research universities. Under the proposal, the University of Kansas, Wichita State University, and Kansas State University would have far more autonomy in property and business decisions that affect student life. Republican House Majority Leader Chris Croft supported the bill in a hearing today. He says public universities would thrive with less red tape.
How do we enable our research universities to operate at the speed of innovation and to drive that speed of innovation?
Opponents of the bill, however, say it would reduce government authority over how publicly funded universities are allocating their resources. The change would not affect regional universities like Pittsburgh State University, Forte State University, and Emporia State. A plan to end anonymous reports of child abuse to the Department of Children and Families passed unanimously in the Kansas House last month. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, it's facing opposition in the Senate.
The idea behind the plan is to reduce the number of fraudulent child abuse reports made to DCF. Supporters say these fraudulent anonymous reports have weaponized the state. The plan would still allow people to anonymously report child abuse to law enforcement. Supporters argue that a small number of anonymous calls have actually triggered investigations. Senator Joe Clays is against the legislation. He compares the anonymous calls to DCF to anonymous bomb threats.
Often there's not a bomb, more often than not, way more often than not. Probably a number that's pretty close to this, but we still respond to bomb threats.
A state official told lawmakers that 73 children were removed from homes during the past 2 years due to anonymous reports of child abuse. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Farm bankruptcies nationwide are on the rise. There were 315 bankruptcy filings in 2025. That comes amid a harsh farm economy facing multiple years of low row crop prices and high input costs. That's still fewer farm bankruptcy filings than there were in the 2010s. But Joe Mann, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, says bankruptcies are creeping back up to those high levels.
The commonality between what we're seeing right now and what we saw in the latter half of the last decade is sort of a prolonged period of strain on incomes starting to eat into savings, and that ends up resulting in a financial picture that causes more producers to look into filing for bankruptcy.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that total farm debt will rise to over $600 billion this year. A red flag warning is in effect for points mostly to the west of Lawrence until at least 8 p.m., a wind advisory in effect for the entire KPR listening area. Through 2 a.m., wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour are expected. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from
Live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well, all around the state. And you can listen online wherever you are in the world at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, up next we have Classics Live, the last night of the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, followed by an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Breezy conditions tonight. Lows around 40 degrees. In fact, we have wind advisory in effect until 2 a.m. for pretty much all of the KPR listening area, till 4 a.m. for Lynn and Miami counties.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
We hear of the war in Iran, refugees in Lebanon, and Leila Fadel's latest reporting from Iraq on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Up next, the last night of the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival. Not quite the last night of the proms, but still plenty good. Stick around. It's coming up in just about 25 seconds here on KPR. We do still have a wind advisory for pretty much all of the KPR listening area all the way through 2 a.m. and a red flag warning, high grassland fire danger, through 8 p.m. It's 7:01.